Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Conversation, the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Well, I'm doing terrific. It's great to talk to you. Thumbnail sketch on what you've seen from Drew Robinson so far, and today he gets even more of an opportunity as he'll play at third base.
You know, he's had a nice camp. Athletic, obviously hits from the left side, can play really any position you ask him to. And when we made that deal for Mr. Wisdom back at the winter meetings, the sole purpose was to give us some flexibility in a player. You know, when you look at the type of player this guy is, he's really sort of like a Swiss Army knife. And so that's been a benefit. But, you know, excuse me, he is competing in a competitive roster situation right now. And so, you know, every game for him counts. But his approach to it has been great, and you know, I think he's really fit in with the team.
Any concern about Carpenter in the back?
Not overly, but you know, anytime you're not playing, that can be a bit frustrating. So, you know, I think my hope is by the time we get back from that off day, that he's pretty close.
As you look at you know, the starting pitching, John, and obviously Gant goes today. Size up the competition, if you will, for that spot with Gant, Hudson, and Gomber.
Well, I think you know, the two guys that have pitched very well in this camp are Hudson and Gant, and so, you know, Gomber, I think, is probably on the outside looking in right now. But you know, overall, it's been a competitive camp for that fifth spot, and that's encouraging. But you know, certainly the way Hudson and Gant have thrown, it's that's a positive.
What have you liked about Woodford so far?
Well, I like everything about him. I think he's really come into his own. I think getting a taste of AAA last year was good for him. I think he had a great offseason. He put on strength, and I think it's helping him with his velocity and just his overall ability to pitch. And so when people see him, the one thing I always liked about him as he was coming up was he was a pitch maker. He threw strikes, worked quick. Now all of a sudden you're seeing him evolve from boy to man, and really sort of fill out and have that presence on the mound that you were hoping to see 2 or 3 years ago in terms of potential growth, but now he's there.
How encouraging was it earlier this week to get two innings from Alex Reyes?
Well, I think it was positive. First inning was better than the second, but you know, I think for him, the way he's feeling after he throws is probably the best news of all. Now, you know, for someone that you want to potentially be on your active roster, you know, you got to be able to get outs. I mean, there's no doubt about that. So, you know, when you look at, as we sit here today on March 17th, we still have a week and a half before, you know, it's go time. But he certainly is making the right steps to get to where we need him to be.
With a week and a half to go, how would you characterize where Brett Cecil is?
You know, I think his spring's been a little bit of a positive one day, a couple steps backwards the next. And I think just from a physical standpoint, he just hasn't gotten over that hump. And so in terms of where he's at to truly contribute, I just don't think, you know, he's in that mix at the moment. And we'll see what the next week and a half look like for him to decide what the next, you know, what the right roadmap is for him.
Couple more questions for John Mozeliak this morning on Sports on a Sunday. Wieters and Pena. I mean, just kind of evaluate where things stand right now.
Well, it's sort of one-sided right now.
Right, exactly.
Because, you know, Wieters has been playing, and you know, unfortunately, I think the timing of Pena's injury was not great. And so, you know, when you look at the two different players in just a pure skill set, or resume side, I mean, obviously Weeters was someone that, you know, we didn't feel was available 2 months ago. And then when he became available and we were able to sign him, it made it a little easier for us to move forward. But still a competition. No one's, you know, locked anything down yet. But, you know, if you're looking to point the arrow and who's leading, I think it's pretty easy.
How cool was it to see Nolan Gorman with a home run yesterday?
Well, not overly surprising, given what he did last summer for us. You know, he's a strong young man, and you know, there's a lot to like about him. And you look at that young group of third basemen, him and Montero, Nunez. Uh-huh. They're an exciting group to watch, and you know, I think as Gorman gets his feet wet, you know, first spring training for him, last year he was in high school. So to see what he's doing right now has been really impressive.
So at Class A last year, where do you anticipate him starting the season?
Well, I think the likelihood is either going to be here or mm-hmm. Peoria. I mean, he'll break with a full season club. So right. It's just, you know, depending on making sure where we can get the most at bats for everybody.
Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
All right, Mike. Talk soon.
All right. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.